Now, Citigroup operates in financial markets all over the globe, as does the next group we will talk to, currency traders. For these traders, tiny changes in the dollar can mean huge gains or losses. And over the last couple of months, the dollar and other currencies have moved so much that these traders aren't getting much rest. That's what KPLU reporter Hannah Jaffe Walt discovered when she went to Wells Fargo headquarters in San Francisco.
Oh, and inhumanely early.
Lobby, going down.
What time do you get here?
I get here around 5 a.m. Pacific.
And this is the good shift. Simon Fowles is the boss of Wells Fargo Currency Trading Floor. He chose this shift because he likes to catch a little bit of London, a little bit of Asia. Seriously, he says things like that. Real casual. He's casual about a lot of things, like here. And this is crazy. Listen to this.
You know, I just bought £1 million here. I mean, I think all trade...
You just did with those few clicks right now?
Yeah, I mean, it's just one click and you can trade.
You just bought £1 million.
That's how fast you can trade it. Just put a price action in, hit your level, and you're done.
You're a currency trader. Here's what you do. You sit and watch the pound, or say the Canadian dollar against the U.S. dollar, all day long, every second. 1 second it's trading at 1.2346. Next, it's 1.2347. You wait for the exact right moment to sell or buy. It's like a bet. You think the Canadian dollar will go up in the next 3 seconds. You buy a bunch within the next 2 seconds. Take Max Kaufman. He's sitting here in a row of traders. He's got 8 computer screens in front of him, jumping numbers, charts, graphs. It's an ADDer's nightmare. And he's waiting to get in on the Canadian dollar. While he's taking in 8 screens worth of information, he's also chatting online with his buddies at other banks.
I'm hearing that there's going to be a right-hand side dollar Canada fix today on the Bank of England close.
What
means is that there's going to be a lot of buyers at 8 o'clock our time, which is in about two more minutes. And I just bought a 19, and it's already trading at 119.30.
Meaning in those 10 seconds, the Canadian dollar went up 0.0011 against the American dollar, and Max made some money for the bank. Large banks, governments, companies, speculators do this every day, every second, all across the world. More than $3 trillion are traded on the foreign exchange market daily. This is a world where Americans in polo shirts know and care about the Moldovan loo, a world where dollars perform, and a world that for these guys never stops. Out to the movies, at grandma's for Thanksgiving, they're tapping away at their little handheld currency reader thing, just checking. How's it look out there today for the yen, for the Zimbabwean dollar? And when they say out there, they really mean here. They are talking about a real place, our real world. And just like you and me, these guys depend on the world being somewhat sturdy, predictable. But Simon Fowles says last month, for currency traders, that world disappeared.
From 2003 to 2006, the Great British Pound strengthened 28% against the dollar. In 2 weeks last month, it lost 23% of its value.
So what used to take 3 years now takes 2 weeks?
That's what we've seen, yes.
Investors are freaked and moving their money around like crazy. And since investors have money everywhere, all over our real world, that drives our real currencies berserk. The Australian dollar is a roller coaster, the yen can't shoot up fast enough, and the Mexican peso, it lost 8% of its value in 1 day. This all makes it impossible to price imports and exports, incredibly hard for employers to pay international staff. But for these guys, these trading currency guys, it's an opportunity, an incredible opportunity to make lots of money, and an opportunity to lose like never before. Simon Fowles says when it's like this, you just have to adjust. He says he expects they'll be surfing the tsunami for the foreseeable future. I ask him what the future means to a currency trader. His reply, at least a week. For NPR News, I'm Hannah Jaffe Walt.
From currencies to credit default swaps, it's all explained in our Planet Money podcast and blog at npr.org/money.